Supervisor Kreitz is here and we're ready to get started. Janelle, do you have enough information to take attendance?
Yes.
Without doing a roll call?
Yes.
So, what do I get on the right agenda here? Oh, Rob's here, okay.
Oh, Rob Patterson?
I don't know if we've ever had this many people at the Treasury Arms Committee. Really good attendance. All right, we're ready to get started. It is 11:02. I'll call the meeting to order of the Treasury Oversight Committee. This is a quarterly meeting on Thursday, February 11th, 2021. First item on the agenda is any public comments. Not seeing any members of the public, and only 9 participants. We'll assume that we have no public comment. Moving on to item number 3, the minutes from our last meeting on November 12th. So everybody had a chance to review those, and whether you have any comments, changes, corrections. So hearing that the minutes are perfect, I would entertain a motion in a second so we can get these approved. One at a time. Who wants to make a motion? Is that Kurt?
I move that the minutes be approved as they are.
Okay, we have a motion from Mr. Savage here. Do I have a second? Kurt. A second from Kurt Stapp. So we'll just take a roll call vote, Janelle.
Okay. Rob Patterson, how do you vote?
Approve.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Yes.
Brooke Behan, how do you vote?
Yes.
Kirk Stapp, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Weston, how do you vote?
Yes.
The vote, the motion passes with a 0-0. Nobody's gonna, nobody's gonna say anything, so it's a good
vote passes. Okay, so moving on to number 4 is our most recent quarterly investment report. This is for the quarter ended December 31st, 2020, and begins several pages back on your agenda.
And I'll share my screen.
I'll turn it over to Gerald.
I'll go ahead and share my screen here. Okay, can everybody see my screen now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so let's go to start with the second page. The Treasury was in compliance with Mono County's investment policy as of December 31st, 2020. Weighted average maturity was 434 days. It is anticipated the county will be able to meet all liquidity requirements of all its participants for the next 6 months. Let's see here. On the last day of the quarter, on a cost basis, the portfolio totaled $158,954,584, with a market value of $161,573,832, or 101.6% of cost. That's actually the highest the pool's ever been. We actually broke slightly over 160 for a couple of days.
Gerald, that disparity between cost and market is because our portfolio has older investments that were at higher interest rates,
and that is correct.
Has since dropped substantially.
Oh yes, interest rates have decreased a lot more than I'd like to see. 5-year marks were running at about 50 basis points right now. They were talking about treasury bills today on their sale, possibly on the 30-day treasury selling for 0%. That means they're just that you're buying a treasury bill. They're just holding your money for nothing today. So
why would you invest?
I think mostly because
it's safer than your bank.
Well, and the banks don't want all that money, so you've got to put the money somewhere, right?
Right.
So, all right. So as of December 31st, 2020, our earned interest rate was 1.3089%. Here. So the next few pages are all of our investments. Does anybody have any questions on any of them?
I guess we don't have any GameStop, huh?
No. Not allowed, sorry.
Not allowed, yeah.
I have a question that I probably should have asked before, and I've never asked. Just looking at the cash that's in Oak Valley, it's looks like it's a little, like almost $5.5 million. Is that right?
Let's take a look right up there. Yes.
So that's cash in the bank, and that's not FDIC insured, I'm assuming, because that's beyond what they insure. How does that work?
So the banks have to insure our monies for, they buy bonds and treasuries themselves to securitize our deposits, and they have to have 110% secured.
So we call those collateralized, not insured.
Yeah. Thank you, Janet.
Yeah.
Think of that word.
and so is Leif the same way? Is Leif considered collateralized, or is it do we have FDI insurance, IC insurance on that?
No. Okay. So it's a combination, because there's FDIC insurance on the CDs they purchase, but nothing else. So the rest is just collateralized.
Okay.
And what we do is I've been trying to keep the bank at a little bit higher. January we closed at over $8 million, because so for our bank we get paid 0.5% up to $5 million. And then from $5 million to $10 million, we get a 0.25%, 0.25%. Anything above that, we don't earn interest on. So we had to place money into Camp this quarter because we were maxed out on Leif, and we had to keep part of it liquid. We have a lot of money that's gone out now. And then we have school bonds, about $30 million left of school bonds that we have to keep liquid, because there's no place. Leif is paying higher than anything within a year's time, so we're keeping that money in Leif, and that's short. They'll be spending a lot of that in the next over the next year.
So Leif, is that just about market?
Leif's, December's at 54 basis points.
Right.
They're down to about 42 basis points right now.
Okay.
So, and they'll keep going down. You can see Camp is at 12 basis points. They're down to about 10 right now.
Yeah. And what's the max for Leif?
$75 million.
$75, so we're real close to that.
Yeah, we've actually, since we did the apportionments, there's only about $100,000 in camp right now, and that's strictly to keep the account open, because I'll need to put money in there again when the collections come in for the second installment, just temporarily.
So this is a phenomenon that happens essentially twice a year, once after the December 10th collections, and again after the April 10th collections.
Yeah. We're flush with cash at those points in time until we do the apportionments.
Suppose it's a good, well, you can't lock it up in long-term investments, they say, like 5-year investments, because, you know, that cash then is needed to make payroll and pay expenses of our agencies.
Yeah. Yep. All righty. you can see here, in December, we went, the biggest change in this chart was the local government investment pools, which is Latham Camp. They went from 58,000 or 58 million to 86 million, and that was mainly due to the first installment of property taxes that were collected. So here's our maturity distribution as of 12/31/2020. We're still very light on the short term, but there's just nothing. Late is outperforming in anything within probably a 2-year period. So we'll let that ride, and we'll just keep up here. We'll just keep filling our five-year quarterly bucket, and keep investing out as far as we can.
Yeah, so as those older investments mature, we're going to see the interest rate drop even further.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, because we're replacing, a year and a half ago, we were putting in 5-year spots at, 3.5%, whereas we're putting in now at about 0.5%.
And I also think we talked last time that it's hard to find investments, right? It's pretty dry out there.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons the Treasury bills probably will sell for close to 0% today because they've cut back on how much they're selling, and when that happens, the supply and demand is not equal, so. It drives that yield even lower, so that's why they're thinking they'll get zero either this today or next Thursday when they go to sell. So
that's kind of dismal.
Yeah, and they plan on holding rates at zero for quite some time. So, So this is the Treasury cash balance as of the last day of the most recent 14 months. You can see how we've. Peaked up a lot higher. Majority of that it was the school bond sale back in July. So that's when that most of that money came in. Down below is all the different maturities each month. What we have maturing in each month for the portfolio. Let's see here. All right, this is the quarterly yield comparison to. LAIF and the 2-year treasury. You can see we're up here in the blue, 1.31, 1.308 something percent. LAIF has gone down to 0.63%. And then the 2-year treasury is at 0.15. It's awful low.
So the 2-year treasury is kind of, that's a little longer horizon than our current weighted average maturity, but LAIF is a lot shorter term than ours.
Yes. Yeah. That's why we don't react as quickly. Mm-hmm. We'll keep our interest on a down market a little longer than LAIF does.
And ours is higher because of the long-term investments we have locked in that are at higher rates.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
And so just to remind everybody from our investment policy, we have priorities. First priority is safety of principal. So, we don't invest to get a higher interest rate if we put principal at risk. Second priority is liquidity. So we need to make sure that there is enough cash available in the pool to meet the obligations, not only of the county and the town, but all of the other districts that are invested in the pool, including the schools. And we do payroll for the courts, too. And then only then when we get to the third priority, is it a return on capital or return on principal. We can't sacrifice the first two priorities for the sake of earning a greater interest rate.
Yep.
Back to you, Gerald.
All right. Yeah, and with the risk reward, we haven't placed a agency bullet into the portfolio probably in about 9 months, And the reason being is, like right now, treasuries right at the moment are a five-year treasury is selling for 45.5 basis points, while a agency bond is only selling for 47 basis points. So less than 2 basis points is not worth that extra risk. Treasuries are 100% guaranteed by the government. Agencies, it's more of an implied guarantee. It's not really guaranteed. They just won't let them fail.
Or we hope.
Well, yes, yes. So at this point, unless we get above the spread between agencies and treasuries, get above about 5 basis points, you may see some treasuries being put into the portfolio again.
And the difference between a bullet and non-bullet?
So a bullet is the maturity date is when it matures. A non-bullet is a callable bond, and it can be called at different types of intervals throughout the life of the investment vehicle. It could be quarterly calls, it could be annual calls, monthly calls.
So as the interest rates are dropping, we would prefer to have bullets so we can lock in that maturity date rather than having the payor, the creditor who has issued the bonds, call those bonds as interest rates drop far enough that they can refinance.
And then nothing has changed with our pool participants. We did have a pool participant that will be sending us additional funds here in the next week or so. So we'll have a little bit. It's not a lot. It's just some money they had outside of the pool that will be coming back into the pool. So, but the group has stayed constant. So, any questions on the reports? Yeah, it's going to be quite some time before we see interest rates move upward. I would say probably 2 years before we see any movement upward.
Even with the change in administration?
Yes, yeah. The FOMC states every time they meet that they plan on keeping it until the economy has recovered from COVID, and they're not expecting that for at least 2 years, for a complete recovery.
Gerald, just go ahead and stop the screen share.
Okay. There we go.
Any comments, questions, concerns on the quarterly investment report? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5 on our agenda. It's just questions and recommendations. We usually leave this on here so we can have an open discussion.
No questions. Just thank you for what you're putting together, Gerald and Janet, and following through on that stuff, keeping these meetings going and helping us understand what you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And the county's actually the interest seems low at 1.3%, but we're doing fairly well. The I track about 38 counties who actually post their results online. And we're up above the 25% mark each quarter over the last year and a quarter, I think. So it's
good job,
Gerald. Doing well.
Yeah, thank you.
Wish the markets would come back, but not holding my breath.
Yeah, thank you. I do have one question, Gerald. Has there been any updates on property tax collection? What everyone has seen come in this year, has anything changed? Are we seeing people paying more? What's the status of the first rounds of property tax collection?
So we have collected over 98% of the first installments. So Mono County is doing very well.
That's comparable with last year, right?
Yes. Yeah. Within like a tenth of a percent. Right there.
Perfect. Very helpful. Thank you.
And Brooke, we also backdated the refunds for ORMAT through appeals. So you should have seen that come through on your transaction reports. Paid that out of the impound rather than take it out of your apportionment. And so got a little bit of money left. We'll do analysis and you can meet with the assessor to see what kind of appeals out there. But I think we've pretty much settled with the big two, Mammoth Mountain and Ormat. And last I talked to the assessor, he didn't think there were going to be any big appeals coming through in the future. But with the Mountain View fire and with COVID, I think we should be a little bit cautious.
Yep. Thank you. That's very helpful. It's been 10 years of these appeals, I feel.
I know. They're finally
this
behind
is awesome.
Us. Yep.
Thank you.
Gerald, do you want to have a conversation on the next meeting date?
Yeah, so we're asking to change the meeting date to May 6th, if that's okay with everybody. Can everybody check their schedules real quick, see if we can get a quorum on the 6th. There's going to be too many people out on the next scheduled meeting.
Yeah, I'm available.
Okay. Including Janelle, which I can't run this without Janelle, so.
That makes her essential personnel.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm also available.
I'm available.
Well, then we have enough for a quorum, so.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and get new calendar invites out for the 6th of May then.
Okay, great. Thank you, Gerald.
Thank you.
Back to my agenda. Any other comments before we adjourn the meeting? We tried to stretch it to 30 minutes. Not a lot to talk about this time.
All good.
Okay.
Thank you
everybody for being here. Great turnout for our quarterly meeting, and we'll see you on May 6th.
See you then.
See ya.
Hi, thank you.
Bye. Bye.